Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I want to welcome you to this show. I am a spiritual warrior, and I am here to start a spiritual revolution. As I tell you every week, that is the main purpose for coming here, to be able to wake you up to who and to whom you are. I know that many of you out there are listening, and I want to be able to bring you into your own awareness and consciousness of who you are, so we can begin to really create this spiritual revolution online of spiritual people who are aware, conscious, and alert to what is going on in the world today. So I say thank you, beloved ones, for tuning in today. First of all, beloved ones, I want to apologize to you for last week's show. We had some real challenges going on, and I pray that this week that it will be different, that we will not have those challenges going on. But sometimes when you're dealing with electronical things, there are some stuff that happens sometimes beyond your control. And computers, and any of you that work on computers or work around computers, you know sometimes your best laid days can go astray when it comes to computers. So my unit is no exception to the fact, but I do truly apologize to you for last week's show, for all who listened in, and I promise you that we will do all that we can do this week to make the show great and positive and a method that is for your highest good. And I'm going to basically be speaking about the same thing I was speaking about last week, but I want to be able to make sure that each one of you are able to participate in that, because it is so, so important that you're able to do this, because this is such a marvelous and wonderful topic that we are going to be talking about today. So we say, I'm just grateful that you're able to participate and be able to take part in. So I think last week, basically, we were having a lot of problems with people trying to call in, and that was a change. And I'm not absolutely sure. It seemed like that people who logged in on a computer were not having the same level of difficulties and technical problem, but we will see how things go this week, and we will just call upon those higher beings to bring in the energy and give us the support we need. So let's open up, as we do always, with a prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude today, and we give thanks today for this most wonderful and marvelous day that you have allowed us to have another day of life, another day of energy, another day of awareness, another day of consciousness, that we are here on planet Earth doing as we are supposed to do, to serve humanity and to bring forth awareness and consciousness in our own beings. So I ask you, God, to wake us up this day, each one of us, touch each one of us out there today, including myself, dear God. Give me divine protection, and there you do the audience. Give them each divine protection. Wrap them in your white light of protection from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. They will be divinely blessed and divinely awoken, divinely conscious to be able to understand and be able to intake this message. Open their ears, open their hearts, and open their minds so we can bring forth the message that is for them to do here today. I ask you, as I do every week, beloved Mother, Father, God, to remove me from the scene, make me a vessel, and to be able to come forth and to be able to do what I need to do in order to be able to do the work that I need to do. And I say thank you, God, for allowing me to be that vessel, allowing me to open up and allowing me to be a channel, to be able to bring forth energy into those lovely beings that are listening on the line and those who are listening by computer. So we say thank you, God, for allowing it to be, and we are just so full of gratitude this day. And thank you, God, for all that you continuously to allow us to do and open up. So we say thank you. And today I call upon all my heart archangels, all the ascended masters, and special Lord Michael today, for who operates the communications and electronics and mechanical aspects on the planet. I ask you for your divine protection, divine presence today to be here to be able to assist us as we go forward in this show today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Michael. Thank you. Thank you. I am so grateful that you're able to participate. So thank you, God, for allowing this to go forward. In the name of the I Am Presence, and so it is. Amen. Well, beloved, I'm broadcasting today from beautiful, hot Scottsdale, Arizona. And it's another day of triple digit temperature today. The temperature is approximately about 110 degrees, but it's beautiful. It's dry heat, but it's still hot, beloved one. I know people tell you, well, dry heat ain't that bad. When you get over 110, it has no difference whether it's dry or hot. It's hot, okay? But you know what? It's all well. We take the heat because we know that this is all in divine plan, and global warming is what it is, regardless of what they say it is not. We know that global warming is a real factor, and we know that global warming is activated and global warming is working, and anyone who wants to bear their head to that can do so. But people of conscience understand all we got to do is look at the weather patterns of what's going on the planet and know that global warming is here. But we're not going to, those only people who deny that are people who have economical interest in not making change. And so, but we know that that is happening, and everything is in divine order, though. We know the universal God force that controls the universe are setting things up in the matter in which it should be. And so everything is in perfect divine order, regardless of how we may look at it or how we may see it. We know that it is all perfectly divinely laid out in the method that it should be. So we just say thank you, God. We are grateful and we are thankful for it to be. So, week four last, we spoke about raising your vibrations. And beloved ones, in this day and time, in this environment, in this country, and based on things that are happening right now, raising your vibration and keep your vibration high is the only way you're going to survive. The only way you're going to survive. Because we are in the process of watching some things happen here in this country that have never happened before. But believe me, beloved one, it's all on a spiritual level, and it's all taking place that is happening. And be not frightened, be not afraid of what is to come and what is coming, because it's all part of the shift that is taking place in the dimension. We are shifting from three-dimensional to five-dimensional beings, and we are in the process of doing it. So all the things that you're seeing unraveling is a normal process in the shifting process. So understand, just make sure that you work on keeping yourself in divine order, keeping yourself in divine position where you can be able to raise above and be able to do what you need to do. It is so, so important that you operate in a high state of consciousness so that you can be able to sustain this, because all around you there's negative energy coming from all quarters and all aspects of things, but you, beloved ones, are the ones who are going to be able to sustain. You are the light workers out there. You are the ones who are listening to this radio show are the light ones. You are the chosen ones that have chosen to be here this time. You have actually chosen to be here incarnated on planet Earth at this particular time when this shift is taking place. So it is all good. It is all good. And be not frightened, beloved ones. Just open your heart up knowing that God, you and God are one, and that all is going to be perfectly in divine order, and everything is in perfect divine order at all times. Thank God for this divine state of consciousness that each one of us have. Now, we spoke, I'm just going to, so you know, the teacher part of me always like to review a little bit, so I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about how to keep yourself in high vibrations, and how to keep your consciousness raised to the level where it is for your benefit, for yourself, and for your family, and for everyone around you. And one of those things we need to do, we need to learn to speak and think positive. Regardless of how things may be coming unglued around you, it is up to you to look at it and know it is just a situation going on, and that you can rise above it if you stay focused. Don't fall in. Don't become weak. Don't become distracted. Don't become afraid because other folks are falling apart and coming loose at the scene. You, loved ones, have to make sure that you stay positive, that you have to speak with power and authority, knowing that you have the right to command and demand that which shows up in your life. And you have to not only speak it, beloved one, you have to believe it and you have to feel it. As you know, things are changed because of your feeling, not so much of what you're saying, but what you're feeling is what's creating the vibrational energy that leads out of your physical bodies and go into the universe. That is what makes the big difference, beloved one. So that is what makes it different for you to be able to operate and vibe at that higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness is based on what you are feeling and what you are allowing to emit from yourself, because that is where the electrical energy is coming out of your feeling world, and that is what's going into the universe and bringing it back to you and keeping you vibrating at a higher level. And next we realize that, and all another thing that keeping yourself at that high spirit is that for you to express and understand, beloved one, this is a big one, that you, beloved ones, and God are one. Jesus told you that time and time again, that you and God are one. The same identical image of the same identical God spirit that created the universe is the spirit of God that lives within you. You are not disconnected from God. You are one with God. That energy that's lying inside of you, the energy that is allowing you to be able to go forth and to be able to do what you need to do and to be able to move forward and be able to operate on that higher level of consciousness. Okay, beloved ones, so you, beloved ones, must stay in tune and understand that you have power, because you and God are one. The Spirit of God is within you, so you have no reason not to ever feel that you are not powerful and that you do not have the ability to raise above and to become powerful beings like you are, beloved ones. You are powerful in a way that you probably have no idea how powerful you are. But you are truly powerful beings, beloved one. And I am just grateful that you come to understand and aware of that. So I'm asking beloved ones to just stay tuned and do what you need to do in order to keep your vibrationals high. Okay, so we say thank you for that, and thank you for staying in that state of consciousness to be aware that you have the ability to be able to rise above that. And your vibration is what's going to keep you at that state where you can move forward and raise up. Okay? So you do not have the luxury of operating in negativity, because negativity will create you to have low vibration. Okay? And that is when you will begin to attract low vibrational things and low vibrational people in your lives, people that have come to make your life miserable and make your life uncomfortable because they are that way, okay? Beloved ones, also start associating with high vibrational people, people who are about business, people who are going places, people who are spiritual people, and people who have insight and wisdom and knowledge about where they want to go and how they want to get there. Start associating. You are better off by yourself if you cannot allow yourself to be able to move to that level, okay? So you, beloved ones, must be able to go there and be able to do that at the level that you need to do it. So keep your consciousness high, keep your vibrationals high, and allow yourself to be able to raise at a higher state of consciousness under all circumstances, beloved ones. Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward and keep calling on that higher energy and keep high and being in association of people who are positive and people which come. Don't let those negative drainers and energy stealers come and take your thunder and take your energy, because they will. You hang out with negative people, you are going to become negative. If you don't have the ability to pull them up, then they're going to pull you down. It's just a fact, and I don't care who it is, whether it's your child, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, who your friend, whoever. If they are negative, you have to put yourself at distance from them and not allow them to be able to drain you and pull you down, beloved one. If you want to try to pull them up, that's beautiful. If they don't want to come, then you have to treat them and love them from a distance. Okay, you don't have the luxury of doing that. God put you here to do work, and you need to be in a high state of consciousness in order to be able to get to that level where you can do the work that God sent you here to do. Each one of you came here to do something specific and to bring forth energy into the universe and bring things into consciousness. So you need to do what you need to do, beloved ones, to stay at that state of awareness and that state of reality. Like I said, toxic people will drop your energy like a rock, man. Do not allow them in your space. Do not allow them to become part of your space at all. Eliminate toxic people, because toxic people is the problem that you're reason why you're attracting some of the things in your life now, because you're allowing yourself to hang out and be in the environment and the consciousness of low energy toxic people. Okay? So we're working on right now on keeping your vibration high. And the next thing is, never allow yourself to go into sleep with negative things going on around you. Now, I know some people go to sleep with TV on, they go to sleep with the news on, they go to sleep with all kinds of stuff. They go and they have, you know, negative conversation with people before they go off to sleep, or they're getting into arguments and conflict with people. You cannot do that, beloved ones. You cannot allow your mental mind, your conscious mind, to take in that kind of energy. Because what happens when you go in, when you go to sleep, beloved ones, that is when your conscious mind begins to drop information into your subconscious mind. That is where it begins, where the information is being downloaded into your conscious mind, into your subconscious mind. And I've told you time and time again that once it gets into the subconscious mind, there is no releasing, no letting go. It is going to do it because it is like a robot. Your subconscious mind operates like a robot. It just do it. It operates like your computer. When you put the right information in there, it's going to give you the right information back, okay? If you put the wrong information there, it's going to give you the wrong information. It ain't going to try to analyze. Although they're saying now they're coming up with artificial intelligence. So your computers are going to be able to have some ability to reason. So we'll see it when it comes, though. But hey, with technology going the way it is, who knows what's going to happen? That's a good possibility. Before you go to sleep, beloved one, there's enough things around now. You can read self-help books. You can read spiritual books. And YouTube has some of the most dynamic videos on, conversations and talks on. Go to sleep with it and listen to some of the meditations that are there. Listen to some of those meditations that can get you into to that state of consciousness where you want to go to sleep in. Listen videos on prosperity consciousness, how to keep your prosperity consciousness up, how to stay aware, how to become aware, and how to be able to operate at that state of consciousness where you're allowing it to come forth in a state where it is for your highest good. So, beloved ones, allow yourself, do not allow yourself to go to sleep under any circumstances that's going to cause you any unnecessary discomfort in your sleep. And half of you are not sleeping well because you're going to bed with negativity on your brain, and that's affecting your quality of sleep. Go to sleep feeling happy, feeling enthused, feeling in tune, knowing that you and God are one. That should be some of the last thoughts that you fall up to. You and God are one, and you are working together on this state of consciousness. So you, beloved ones, have to make sure that you are in that state of consciousness, in that state of awareness, and that you are operating at that level, beloved ones, that you are bringing forth. And that you have to do the work. No one else can do the work for you, beloved one. You have to do the work. And finally, the last two things we're going to talk about is your ability to use affirmations every day. Every day. I mean, not just every other day, but every day, bring some form of positive affirmation into your conscious awareness. You got to do the work, beloved one. It's not hard. It doesn't take a long time. I'm talking about 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of your day to change your destination and keep your energy up. Start, if you're having financial issues, start bringing forth some positive affirmations around money. I am, I know I am a mighty money magnet. I am, I know I am a mighty money magnet. I am the great opulence of God manifesting in my hands and use now. I am the great opulence of God manifesting in my hands and use now. Start using affirmations that keep you at that level of consciousness where you know and believe and have understanding that and the powers where it helps you in developing your trust in God, okay? Because God is the one that brings about wealth in your life. God is the one that brings about the universal opulence. God controls the whole universe. And so, beloved ones, what you're doing when you're doing your affirmation, you are reinforcing your faith in God. You are reinforcing your faith in God. You're saying to God, hey, I believe you, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing it to activate that belief system in you. So, beloved ones, whatever is going on in your life, use affirmation. Learn how to use affirmation. There are thousands of them out there that you can use to help and change and help to alternate your lifestyle. Okay, so learn to use them. Learn to use them at your highest level, beloved ones. and use them at a way that will be to your good and to your higher self. And I also suggested to you that you find some form of meditation, beloved one. And I'm telling you why, because meditation will help keep you calm, keep and help remove stress out of your life. And so many of you are so stressful, you're causing yourself health conditions, you're causing yourself bad relationships, and because you are stressed, you have stress in your nervous system that has been created there for years, and you need to learn how to relieve those things out of your life. You know that most of you know me, I do transcendental meditation, and I'm a Siddha, I'm the best meditational person, and I've been doing it for many, many, many years, and I'm telling you, it works, beloved one. You may not want to take the road of transcendental meditation, but there is a meditation out there for you. So learn how to meditate. And if you don't know how to learn, go to YouTube and just listen to some of the guided meditations that are already in place, okay? They're already in place. All you got to do is turn on the computer and just listen. And before you go, especially before you go to sleep or in the mornings when you wake up, beloved one, you must do that. And you must always realize, beloved one, the law of attraction is always turned on. You're always creating and you're always attracting to yourself. So do what you need to do to keep yourself at that higher state of consciousness all the time, beloved one, all the time. Bring about that happiness, bring about love in your life. You know, hey, if you in the desire of searching for love, you need more life, start saying, I am love and I am loving. I am love and I am loving. I am love and I am loving. That's sending out the vibration to the universe that you are believing love and that you are expecting love back. I am love and I am loving. Okay? If you want looking for that divine being, that divine person to show up in your life, then you have to create that kind of energy for yourself to allow it to happen, beloved one. We all do. I'm working on that one myself as well. Okay? So I ain't telling you nothing that I'm not doing when it comes down to those kind of things. So do what you must. Go back and listen to the show week before last, not last week's show. That's where we had the little hiccup at. But go back and listen to the show on how to raise your vibration, how to stay in high vibration, okay? That is so important, and that is so important. So we're going to go ahead and move into today's show, which is equally as important to me, and I say it is because I truly believe that it will help you to make a major breakthrough in your life. Truly understand what I am about to share with you now, beloved one. It is really, really, really powerful. And that is the power of forgiveness. Learning how to forgive is a key essential thing in your life to be able to raise your vibration up. That's why, beloved Jesus, at the time that he was being crucified on the cross, beloved one, and this was just a demonstration to teach you about that power. Jesus asked, forgive them, for they know not what they need to do. Jesus could have asked for a lot of things, and God would have given him that which he wanted and that which he desired. And the thing he asked, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus said that because he did not want to take that feeling of guilt into his new dimension. He did not want to have any guilt feeling, and he did not want those soldiers there who was doing this horrible act to him to feel any guilt, because see, the soldiers there, those soldiers did not make the decision to crucify Jesus. That was done for a higher level. I don't know how many of you out here that may be listening but are ex-military or know about military, but soldiers learn to obey. They do what they are told to do, and sometimes they do what they're told to do and do not have conscience to think about it. Thank God that soldiers nowadays are more conscious and aware, and some of them just will not do things they know that will be harmful to themselves and harmful to other people. And thank God that some of them have become conscious to that point that they are able to detect what the difference is that in that process. And, oh, yes, like I said, God, Jesus could have done anything that he chose to do, and including not even being there. And you know, I'm not going to get too heavy into to Jesus thing now, but beloved one, Jesus allowed himself to be there on that cross. That was for two reasons. One of them was to teach you the power of forgiveness, and the other one to show you that death had no sting. there was nothing to death because he knew how to bring his body back. Jesus had been practicing the resurrection for numerous of years. He had done it many times in different parts of the world, in India and different places he went. So it was not difficult for him to do that. That's why he allowed it to happen to him, so he could demonstrate to those when he came back that, hey, this is just a transformation. That's what that was all about. I know people have told you a lot of things about why Jesus died on the cross. No, those two things are the main two things that Jesus died. He wanted to let you understand the power of forgiveness as well as your ability to understand that death is just an illusion. Okay, beloved ones, and that is the truth of that. Now, you can take it or believe it. There's many theories and many teachings on that, but some will tell you there's other reasons why Jesus died, but I'm not buying into it. You can do it if you wish to do that. That's okay? But he came here to demonstrate, and he did. He demonstrated that because those people who saw him, and they saw him take his last breath as they perceived it to be, and when he showed up 3 days later, they were in ooh and ah, and he did that for a reason. Okay, beloved one? So I've talked about that on some of my other series. So if you want to go there, go look up the real Jesus. Well, who is the real Jesus? And that will give you some understanding and awareness of what that is and who he was all about. But anyway, beloved one, let's move on. To what we're going to be talking about today more in detail, and that is, let me just share with you. Whenever I get an opportunity to share with you verses from the Bible that back up what my talking is going to be, I like to share it with you because it helps bring more reality, especially for you who are Christians or claim to be Christians and, you know, have some understanding of teachings of the Bible. You know that, you know, I'm telling you things that are factual based on that. And some of you who are not, because I have people listen to my show who are not necessarily Christian. I have Muslim, Buddhist, Hindus, everybody listen to this show. And they're all conscious of that. But you know what a beautiful thing about it? I find that most people who are other religions have conscious awareness of Jesus, where a lot of people who are close off Christians have no idea and concept of the teachings of other religions. I suggest that you all take a course in world religion so you can understand how intertwined that we all are together here on this planet and how it works together for the good of all of us to be able to be conscious and aware of, you know, what is taking place, okay? And Jesus said, Father, forgive them for, and this is in Luke chapter 23, chapter 23, verse 34. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And that's when I was telling you that Jesus said, forgive them, because he did not want to take that task, wouldn't he want to take that energy of any guilt feeling or into his new dimension, knowing what he had to deal with. He understood the power of forgiveness, and he demonstrated it right there for you to be able to see that was the most important thing. And, you know, beloved ones, Jesus was able to forgive someone who just stuck a spear in his ribs, and I imagine it may have been painful. It may not, knowing Jesus in a state of consciousness where he may not even felt anything when it came down to that. But we are holding each other to states of little things. I mean, the things that people are so angry about and not forgiving each other about, it's really sad. It's really sad that we have relationships that we are willing to destroy and to sacrifice because we are not willing to forgive each other for those mistakes that have been made. So Jesus was saying, you got to be able to move past that, and you got to be able to bring that into your higher states of consciousness to be able to do that. Okay, beloved one. So and with Jesus well aware that there was no place in the other side for hate and guilt. So that is why he chose to take that on that from that level. You know, loved ones, you must understand that hate, resentment, and negative attitude toward yourself or toward others has got to be released, beloved ones. Most of you have more problems with forgiving yourself than you have with forgiving others. Okay, beloved one? And that's the truth. Your biggest problem is based on you and you alone not forgiving yourself for what you do. Okay, you came here to learn and to be able to understand that the teachings of what beloved Christ talked about, and that we came here. This is school. This is where you came to learn, beloved ones, and you chose to be here. You chose to be here. You chose to be on the planet at this time. You chose to accept and to allow yourself to come here to be here, to operate here at this particular time. So you were chosen, and you are in school. So, hey, in school, you grow, you learn, and you learn from your mistakes. I heard, like the old saying, old people said, if people didn't make mistakes, they wouldn't put erasers on pencils. Okay? We all make mistakes, beloved one, but the mistakes are growth. This is where we learn to grow at. This is where we learn, this is where we get our power to be able to change from the pains and things that we came forced to. That's where we learn how to do it and how we move forward. Okay? So, do not become discouraged because you have made mistakes and you have failed in any kind of way. Understand that was a lesson that you had to do. And you pick yourself up and say, hey, I'm moving fast past that. And always remember that you and God are one. So you're learning and you're growing and you're moving forward. And you know one thing? I love the teaching of beloved Saint Germain. Saint Germain said, never, ever close your eyes. Never close your eyes without giving total forgiveness to anyone who has brought you pain or anyone who has caused you any suffering or hatred in any form or any fashion, even mild dislike, okay? You can't even have mild dislike in order to be able to stay in perfect alignment. You have to make sure that you are in perfect alignment at all times, in that state of consciousness at all times, that you are fully aware at all times, that you have the power to be able to bring forth and to be able to do those things which are at your higher states and higher states of awareness. So thank you for allowing yourself to be able to rise to that state and be able to stay there. Understand that it is up to you to be able to keep yourself at those higher states of consciousness, and that you will do that based on what you know is for your highest good, beloved ones. Okay? So stay in tune. Learn to be able to rise above situations. And most of all, learn to forgive yourself because you made mistakes. And God didn't hold anything against you. God doesn't judge. And so you know what? You and I, too, should not be judging any situation that we come confronted with, because we don't know the conditions of what the situation is. We don't know what the contracts were made. We don't know why people are operating like that. We don't know why people do what we need to do. The first thing you see something happen, you saying this person is your awful person, that person is your awful person, but you ain't got a clue why that person did what they do. You don't know what those two souls have agreed to work on and to come about in this life. So let go. You see some situations, assist and help when you can. Judge not that ye be judged, because when you start judging other people, you are being judged on the same thing, okay? Beloved ones, the universe works in divine order, even though you do not understand and have no idea what's going on. You don't have a clue, but God is there, and God is working things out. So don't waste your time, and don't waste your time trying to get even with people. I heard, I'm going to get him. He did this to me. I'm going to get him. He's going to do that to me. Beloved ones, now that is a real waste of time, because first of all, the universe will give everybody exactly what they give. Thought, every action, everything that you put out there in the universe will come back to you and indirectly as it is. So you, beloved one, have to start operating and start doing things from the right level, because it is going to come back. You are going to come back. So forgive yourself for those things. Do not allow yourself to be caught up in those things that are constantly trying to get even, trying to get back, and making sure that person do that. And I'm not telling you, beloved one, not to take a stand against wrong, not to stand up for yourself when someone trying to misuse you, abuse you, physically abuse you in some kind of way. by all means, defend yourself and do the right thing. Even Jesus defended himself. Jesus went into the temple and kicked the money changers out because they wasn't doing the right thing. And he saw himself. And he was not a passive guy that just sat by and let people do things to him. But, beloved one, even in the process of doing that, I guarantee that Jesus forgave them, even when he corrected them what they needed to do, you know? So Jesus would always say, hey, he would heal them, and he'd tell them, go. And let yourself not get caught in this situation again. Forgive you and move on. So you, beloved one, have to learn to start forgiving yourself and respecting yourself and having compassion for yourself and move forward knowing that everything is truly in divine order. It is necessary. See, punishment is not for you or me to issue out. We don't have to punish nobody, because every time you go back and talk about you're going to punish somebody, guess who getting punished for real? For real, it's you the one that's punishing yourself. And you thinking that you harming the other person, okay? You may be doing something to him physically, but what you doing to yourself emotionally and what you saying doing to yourself spiritually is where the damage is beyond repair sometimes. So, beloved ones, let it go. Let it go. You hear what I'm saying? Let go and let God. That's what true forgiveness is. Okay, that person did that to me, and go on and let go and forget about it, knowing that it is for your highest good. And I understand that what I'm telling you is probably one of the hardest tests for you to do, to let go when someone violates you or someone treats you in a manner that you feel is not, and that you have to get back and do what you need to do. But I'm telling you, if you want to be able to rise above and move above, you have to let it go. You have to let it go. I don't care how painful it is, how the situation is, whether you've been abused, whether you have been abused by others, or whether you have abused others, because most of us that have been abused have abused in another lifetime too. So that's a cycle that goes around, and it's always there. You're always getting back what you're giving out. I was reading this good, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a guy, a philosopher, by the name of Old Chinese. So you may want to go look up him and deal with. But he said the American Indians of today, the one who live on the reservation, are the American soldiers who put them there. Who put them there. They had to come back and experience what it was and what it was like to be able to put people in those kind of conditions. That what they did to the American Indians, they had to come back and experience it themselves. So whatever you're putting out, beloved one, is going to come back. So forget about the trying to get even. You don't have to worry about it. The universe is going to take care of it. Your deal is to stay above, forgive, and keep moving forward and not allow yourself to get caught up in that aspect of things. You know, you don't have any debts to pay, and you don't have to allow yourself to move toward that state of being anger and hatred toward anyone, family members, or anything. And let me just speak to the children for a minute. Children, those, and when I speak children, I know there's probably no young children listening to this show because it ain't happening. Again, there's some indigo children out there that may be aware and listening and have a whole lot more information than a lot of us adults out there. These indigo children, some of them are sharp, guys. I'm telling you, you better be ready for them because they got a message for you and they are prepared to give it to, boy. So, you children, you adults, your children chose you. You did not choose them. Some of you think that you did, but your child chose you based on the physical condition that you can give it and based on the experience you would allow them to be in and be able to come up in. They knew that you were, if you were going to screw up or what was going to happen, because they wanted it to come and wanted you to put them in the position to be able to do that, you know, and that makes a difference. And I know for a lot of you, that's like, oh, no, man, you're going way too far, and that's like, oh, that's crazy, that ain't happening. Well, beloved one, that happened. That's what's going on. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Wayne Dyer. God bless his soul, one of the few special pioneers that came this way, and he talks about how he was born into a family that allowed him to be in foster care for so many years, and that he, because that he wanted to come here to be able to teach reliance, that he wanted to be able to come in the planet and teach, and he had to be able to be in a situation where he had to be able to learn and to be able to vibrate at a level where he could be able to teach that. So we chose that. He chose the parents that, he chose the father that was an alcoholic. He chose the mother that that wasn't able to keep it together to be able to allow him to be in those situations. So it happens, beloved ones. But children, look, forgive your parents. They did the best they could do based on what they had to work with, based on what they were doing. They were actually teaching, and you should actually be grateful for them allowing you to use their physical bodies and their emotions, and for them to provide and take care of you while you were able to get yourself together where you could be able to have your own experiences. So, hey, love your parents, forgive your parents, move on, and let it go. Okay, and parents, you are the one who agreed to allow these children to come to be in your body. So why are you freaking out? Because the children are not doing what they're supposed to do. Because you knew, you had an idea of what was going to happen when they came. So your job was just to guide them, to show them what is for their highest good, and to be able to teach them and keep them on track. That's what you did. And if you did that to the best of your ability, then you did all that you were supposed to do. If you were not supposed to be in their lives after a certain time that they got here, then you did what you're supposed to do then too. You wasn't necessarily had to be with them every step of the way. That wasn't the mission that they had to be. They needed to be on their own at a young age to learn to have the experience that they need to have. That's what Wayne Dyer was saying. Hey, he went into foster care at 3 or 4 years old and learned how to defend for himself. So some of you parents had to come, and you separated from your children. Your children separated from you, and there's nothing you to hold guilt about or feel upset about under any circumstance, because that is the way that the, it was divinely set up. If they did not want that to happen, they would have never chose you to come through your physical body, beloved one. So let go of all the hate, all the guilt. So many people are walking around feeling so guilty about their childhood, about the circumstances they have, about, you know, the abuse they went through. And I understand that it was traumatic. I understand that some of you have a psychological thing, that some of you feeling disconnected in some kind of way. I even have some things myself that happened to me in my childhood that made me feel a little psychologically unbalanced in certain things. But I sure, at this point in life, will not hold my mother responsible for what she did in order to allow me to get to that. Because I know that if she had not made this move that she made, I would not be here having this conversation with you today. Okay? So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I'm telling you, beloved one, you need to do that too. And so just be grateful your parents gave you the opportunity to be here, to be able to be here. Do not get upset with them. Do not call them to. And parents, back up. And, you know, hey, so what? The child screwed up. So what? They learned it. Didn't you? Did you not? How many of you out there have been perfect during your whole lifehood? We all screwed up. We all did things that was unbalanced for ourselves. So what? Now that you've done them, let it go. Let it go, because you know that that was where you need to be for your schooling, and that's where you need to learn. Today is a different day. There's nothing that in your past that can help you today to move fast, other than maybe you said, okay, well, I did this, and now I'm not going to do it no more, if you want to reflect it from that way. But you can't rectify that which has already happened in your past. Only thing you can do is learn from that experience and move forth, knowing that you do not intend to allow that to show up in your life ever again, and that you are willing to forgive your way through. And, of course, forgive yourself. And, of course, beloved one, we must forgive others for the transgressions against us as well. You know, but the most important is actually forgiving yourself. That's more powerful than you working worrying about giving somebody else, is forgiving yourself. But you must forgive those beings which caused you harm, or you feel that caused you harm, because they ain't necessarily caused you harm, because you just don't remember what the agreement was when you were on the other side and you agreed that they would meet up in your life again and give you this life lesson. So you are believing, feeling that they had mistreated you and did you so wrong. They ain't do nothing other than show up what you need to do. What you need to do is go find them and hug them and say, thank you for that life lesson. thank you for dealing, being willing to do that. Do you think that people that show up and do things, horrible things to you, or make things, you think that makes them feel better? They go through stuff too. So, hey, they were willing to sacrifice themselves to show up to be able to help you out. So be grateful, be thankful for all the experiences you have had. Everything is in perfect, that divine order, beloved ones. You don't have to threat or worry about things not being in alignment, things not being the way it's supposed to be, because you, beloved ones, have allowed it to flow. So I'm telling you now to forgive it and let it go, because if you're holding on to any hate, resentment, even like I said, St. Germain said, mild dislikes, you are causing yourself to be stuck. That is why you're not able to move forth in the level that you want to be. That's why you're not able to have the success that you want to have. That's why you're not able to have the relationships you want to have. That's why you're not able to have the opulence flowing up in your life. Many of us are stuck in the past with non-forgiveness. Today, I want you to get to that point where you have a breakthrough this day, that you will say to yourself, I forgive myself for all my past transgressions. I will forgive myself for all actions I've taken in inharmonious action with myself, the things that I have done, and especially the things I have done for others, to others, and for others, in order to be able to do that. Beloved ones, you got to do it or not. You will not make it through. That you will not have what you need to do. So, you know, God, like I said, God forgave you eons and never had anything against you, because he's the one that gave you, he gave you free will. If God knew you was going to make mistakes, because he gave you free will to be able to do these things and to be able to learn. This is the learning. So he knowing that you was going to be able to make mistakes and you was going to learn. But these are your teachers, beloved one. So, you know, don't be down on yourself, you know, because, you know, it is so important that we all get to the state of forgiveness and understanding, because all of our lives are intertwined. And all of our lives are intertwined, and we don't realize that each one of us have an effect on the other one. So when you are not living your life at the higher level that you can be, you're not, of course, vibrating at a level, and you are walking around still feeling full of guilt and causing hurt and pain to other people because you're feeling guilt, or you're not feeling as if that you are able to bring forth the awareness and consciousness that you are being one with God, then you are not doing your part on the universe, beloved one, and you are creating a block there. You are not allowing the energy, the healing you do. Do you know that each one of us have some ability to activate someone else? Do you know that some people, someone out there today, and I have full awareness and conscience out there, that something I may say today will activate someone to move forth and do something special. But guess what? That ain't a gift that I have and I have alone. Each one of us have that gift that we can bring forth change and activate other people's lives. That's why I do this show. And sometimes I'm like, oh, boy, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do it? And, yes, I need to do it today. And today I was out and I was out making money and I said, I want to stay here and do this. But I realized that my purpose is bigger than that, okay? My purpose is bigger than that. I had an opportunity to make some big bucks. I said, nope, I turned that job down and came on back in here and did this show, because I know that I'm going to touch somebody by just saying something that will open them up to the point where they'll be able to make a life change in themselves. And that's way more important to me than any material thing to be able to bring about for myself, which I can't take out of this world, you know, to be able to help you to be able to move to that next level and be able to do that. So, beloved ones, and I want to talk about the conflict that so many of us are having in our families, beloved ones. That's what I'm seeing, the biggest part of conflicts that's going on in the individual families. And unfortunately, a lot of these conflicts start at a time of death to one of the parents. And it's amazing. This is a time where you should be coming together with your siblings and working out and supporting each other and grieving with each other. This is a time where the most ugliness shows up in a lot of our lives. This is where we really begin to understand. And have you ever wondered why your brothers and sisters are your brothers and sisters? Because they are your teachers. They are the, and that's why they are in your family. They had to be in your space in order for you to learn from them. If not, they would have been an associate or someone out there that wasn't attached to you. But them being in your circle, they were there to teach you lessons that you need to understand and be aware of. That's why they are part of you. That's why they are teaching you. So, and like I said, I see this ugliness happen so often in families when it comes down to death, you know. And it's usually over material stuff that don't even belong to none of the siblings. That was your parents' stuff. So why are you fighting over something that didn't even belong to you or even, not even yours? But you will. And I'm talking about some people go through a lifetime where they don't even speak again to any of their siblings based on that foolishness, based on stuff happening like that that has caused them to break up and not be able to go through it. Understand? And I'm speaking to you, beloved one, from personal experience, okay? Because I had a situation in my own family when things went astray with my parents decided to check off the planet. But you know what? I did the forgiveness work for each one of my siblings, and they didn't even know that I was forgiving them. I would just sit there and hold them in an image and just say, God, I forgive them, and say that they forgive me. I would call their names and just do the forgiveness work and to be able to do it. Then one day, I don't even think, they didn't even realize what had happened to them. They didn't even realize that all of a sudden, everything, then one day it just seemed like everything just came back together. That's because I have been doing the forgiveness work and being able to see them whole, see them well, and seeing us coming back together and releasing them from that craziness that made no sense. You know, after a short bit of time, all the material stuff's gone, the money's gone, and then what you got? A bunch of hurt feelings, ill people that are not even there. Your family is important, beloved one, and those are the ones that should be sticking with you in case you need it. So you need to not let yourself get caught up in this situation or over material stuff to separate and not being able to communicate and have a relationship with your siblings. That is absolutely crazy. That is absolutely crazy for you to live your lifetime with a sibling because not able to communicate with them because of something that happened at an early period in life that makes no sense. Because when you in retrospect, when you think about it and look back at it, you say, this did nothing. It wasn't worth it, you know? It wasn't worth it. I mean, and most of the fighting is over pretty small things. You know, we ain't talking millions. We talking about, you know, a couple $100 or even less people fight over and lose friendship and lose contact with and go around hating and disliking and feeling guilt toward their family members. Let it go. Let it go, beloved brother. I'm begging and pleading on you to let go of all those pains and hurts that they have caused you and you have caused them. Do the forgiveness work and say, God, forgive me for having any anger toward my siblings, my brother, my sister. And God, forgive my siblings for having anger toward me. Do the work and you will see that things will begin to shift and change once you are willing to do that work where you are willing to release and let go of the pain of that forgiveness thing that has to be taking place, beloved one. You got to do it, okay? You have got to do it in order to be able to go forth and to bring it into that next step and to be able to take the next step in your overall evolution process, because you're going to always be in bondage if you are not willing to forgive, if you are not willing to bring that into your consciousness, you know. And I suggest to you, if you're having problems struggling with forgiving yourself, go look yourself in the mirror and just say to yourself, I forgive me for all my transgressions. I forgive myself for all the imperfections and inharmonious actions I have taken to myself over these years. And even in my previous lives, I ask for forgiveness. To release, because beloved one, there you bringing stuff over from one life to another because you ain't doing the work you need to do to forgive yourself. So you're suffering. Many of you've been suffering from incarnation to incarnation because you're still holding back on some stuff that happened so many years ago, and it's so many painful things. And that's why some of the crazy stuff has been showing up in your lives, because you still holding on to some of that crazy stuff that you need to have worked through, you know, two or three lifetimes back. So when are you going to stop? When are you going to get to the point where you recognize, hey, God and I are one, and my brothers and sisters, same God in them and in me. So why don't I love and why don't I give? Because I cannot, how can I hate them? How can I hate them? How can I dislike them? But I claim that I love God. Tell me how you can do it. How can you sit there and say, I love God? And I heard many people, but, you know, I have a problem with my brother. I have a problem with my sister. I have a problem with this one. I have a problem with you cannot, if you're fooling yourself, if you want to continue to go around and fool yourself, okay. You know, it's your choice. God gave you free will. But if you want to be free, if you want to break through, you want to have a breakthrough today, you want to have a true breakthrough, then start doing true forgiveness, beloved one. That is the key to having a breakthrough. That is how you're able to move past and get past those things that are blocking you and wondering why you're not able to move forward and why life keeps showing up to you and giving you the same old thing all the time, because you are not forgiving yourself for those things for which you have done, and you have not forgiven others for the things that you that they came in to teach you for. You still holding against them, although they came in to teach you and to help you out. You are upset with them, even because of the fact that you don't understand, so you're holding stuff against people. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if Jesus can forgive in a time of something like that, then you cannot tell me you cannot forgive your sister, because she maybe wore your best dress when you were a kid, and she messed it up. Or mama left her an extra pair of earrings that she didn't leave you. Or they left you the car the other person didn't get. Come on, people. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let's time to move forward to the higher state of consciousness and become aware of who and whom you are. Because God, universe going to always give you what is belong to you anyway. Nobody can take nothing from you that don't belong to you. No one can take anything from you that don't belong to you, okay? When it belongs to you, you will attract it to you, okay, on all levels. So, beloved ones, I want to thank you for hanging in there, and I want to thank the universal God force and Lord Michael and all the communicators that help us to get through this smooth and operational show. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. I am just so, so grateful. So we're going to close out with a prayer, because I'm just full of gratitude today that you showed up and that you showed out and that you're able to have gotten something from this show. And I pray that you did. I pray that you will go and just truly do your forgiveness work. You want a breakthrough? Go and try it. Don't take my word. Just forgive it. And if you grew up in a life where your parents abuse you, let it go. Let it go, because, you know, you holding on to that, they go on the other side and probably back here doing something else. Whatever, you still holding on to that stuff which you did, because, you know, you agreed to allow yourself to be in that environment from the start. Okay, so let it go. You learned. That was your lesson. That's how you got stronger today, because you were willing to go through the sacrifices. Okay? So, beloved one, do not let go. Continue to move forward. Continue to bring forth that higher power and God. Allow yourself to vibrate at that higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness. Okay, beloved one? So we say thank you, God. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so, so grateful. We are so, so grateful. And Father, Mother, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to show up in the matter that we showed up in. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to be who we are today. Thank you, God, for operating. I ask you, God, to bless each one of these listeners today, that they go out and they make a change in their life, and they will not accept things as they are, that they are willing to do, once they leave this show, that they are willing to go and look themselves in the eyes and say, I love you and I forgive you for all imperfection and inharmonious actions that I have taken against myself and anyone else, because I realize that I am one with you, God, and I have no reason to be feeling guilty about anything or anyone. I'm going to release and let go of all that anger and pain and discomfort that has caused my life to suffer today. So I pray, God, that you will give them the strength, give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, give them the discipline to follow through on that which is for their highest good, to be able to do what they need to do, to be able to bring forth in their lives, to be able to raise themselves up, and to be able to do what is needed to do in order to be able to help themselves, because when they help themselves, they're helping humanity. They're allowing themselves to be. So, God, we ask you to bless each one of those as they walk into this week, that you would give them divine protection, allow them to be able to operate at that higher state of consciousness this week, that they will do what they need to do to be able to do what they need to do and bring them back next week. Thank you, God. I am with nothing but love and love and more love. And thank you for all the divine beings who have came and helped us today.